Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
10:30 in the Lehigh Valley tonight. The Pigs return home to Coca-Cola Park, but fall to the Norfolk Tides 4-2. Pigs got a few hits with runners in scoring position tonight, but they just could not get any more than the two runs across, falling 4-2. It was a good start by Jake Thompson, however, and we'll get to all of that and more. These are your highlights for August the 7th, 2017. I'm Sam Mines. Welcome to the postgame show, everybody. Pigs trying some new things tonight. They put Rhys Hoskins in left field, hoping to get him up to the major leagues a little quicker. Jake Thompson returning back from the majors after a good stint, pitched well. Hoskins had a couple hits with runners in scoring position. One resulted in a run. J.P. Crawford had a big hit as well. But after the fifth inning, the Pigs just could not muster up enough offense to defeat the Norfolk Tides. And the Tides ended up scoring 3 in the sixth and 1 in the eighth, defeating the Iron Pigs 4-2. The Pigs now fall to 67-48 with the Tides moving to 53-62. Thompson on the mound in the first inning got Chris Dickerson to fly out to start off the game. Chris Johnson then singled and would reach second on a wild pitch. He would tag up to third on a flyout, but Thompson got Pedro Alvarez swinging to end the top of the first inning. Moving on to the bottom of the first, Scott Kingery lined out, but J.P. Crawford reached on a strikeout wild pitch. He would then steal second base to put himself in scoring position, which brought up Rhys Hoskins. Now, Rhys Hoskins singled, so the Pigs finally broke their 0-for-19 streak with runners in scoring position. Unfortunately, it was an awkward single because Crawford couldn't tell if it was going to be caught or not. Ultimately, couldn't even tell if it was trapped or caught. And so he could not move up past second base. So the Pigs had first and second with just one out. But Dylan Cousins would fly out and Brock Stassi would strike out looking to end the bottom of the first inning. So we head to the top of the second inning. After getting the first two guys out, Luis Sardinas walked, Paul Janish singled, and Logan Schaefer walked. That loaded the bases, but Thompson was able to get out of trouble.
Bases loaded, it'll be a 1-1 pitch, and it swung on a ground ball, softly hit towards first, glove by Stassi, lunging to his right. He'll then shovel off balance in time. They're able to get it over to Thompson, who beats Dickerson to the bag, and that'll do it.
A good job of pitching out of trouble for Jake Thompson got him out of the top of the second inning. In the bottom of the second inning, the Pigs once again rallied. Following a flyout from Ty Kelly on his return to the Pigs, Andrew Pullen doubled and would reach third following a ground out by Logan Moore, but Hairless Rodriguez came up and grounded out to end the bottom of the second inning, Pigs again wasting a runner in scoring position with less than two outs. So we move to the top of the third. In the top of the third, the Tides, who had been struggling with runners in scoring position as well themselves, had a leadoff single from Chris Johnson. No, not the Chris Johnson that used to race. A Tiger or something when he was in Tennessee? CJ2K, the former Tennessee Titans running back, Chris Johnson. I don't think this is quite the same one. I didn't see him racing any giant jungle cats out there, but he did reach first base. And then, following a Drew Dosh strikeout and a Pedro Alvarez flyout, Chance Sisko doubled, and that moved CJ. Now, I don't know how many Ks you want to give him. You can give him 5K, because that's the position he played today. Moved him up to third base, but Mike Yastrzemski struck out swinging. That ended the top of the third inning. In the bottom of the third inning, the Pigs would finally break through. After a Scott Kingery strikeout looking, J.P. Crawford doubled, and that brought the big bopper, Rhys Hoskins, to the plate.
Crawford now leads after his double. It'll be a 3-2 swung on, drill through the middle, base hit center field. Crawford's going to be center out from third. Up with the ball is Schaefer. The throw is cut off. Crawford scores, and Rhys Hoskins has done it again.
Another big hit for Hoskins, his second with runners in scoring position in the day, and he had given the Iron Pigs a 1-0 lead. Hoskins would then steal second base. It was on a hit-and-run attempt, but the throw was pretty bad, and Hoskins was able to slide in safely to second base. Unfortunately, the Pigs would once again waste a runner at second base with less than two out. Dylan Cousins struck out swinging, and Brock Stassi flew out, but the Pigs had a lead of 1-0 heading to the fourth inning. Now, in the top of the fourth, Jake Thompson pitched well, but Hairless Rodriguez made one heck of a catch. With two outs, Logan Schaefer gave one a ride, but Rodriguez flashed some leather.
Pitcher swung on and drilled in the air, right center field deep. Rodriguez is racing back. That ball is going to be caught with an amazing leap at the fence, and he hangs on. You've got to be kidding me, Hairless Rodriguez.
Great defensive play. It wasn't robbing a home run, but it certainly saved a double, if not a triple, and the Pigs still led 1-0 after 3.5. Move to the bottom of the fourth. The Pigs would get a one-out walk from Andrew Pullum, but that would be all. Top of the fifth inning, a leadoff single for Chris Dickerson, but that was all as well for the Tides. Bottom of the fifth, the Pigs would tack on to their lead. Following a Scott Kingery leadoff triple, the hottest man in baseball, J.P. Crawford, stepped to the plate.
Another hit. Down from third to score is Kingery. J.P. Crawford, a single through the right side, his second hit of the game, and it's 2-0 Lehigh Valley.
Crawford singling the run. Following that, Rhys Hoskins struck out looking, but Dylan Cousins singled and against the lefty, and that put Crawford on third. One out, runners on first and third. Brock Stassi then walked, but Ty Kelly hit into a double play, and that ended the threat in the bottom of the sixth inning. So we move to the top of the sixth, the inning that would be the end for Jake Thompson. It would start with a Chance Cisco double, and then Mike Yastrzemski brought him on in.
And the pitcher swung on, stroked out right center field towards the gap. That is going to fall right in front of Hairless Rodriguez, a base hit. And rounding third and scoring easily is Cisco. Norfolk snaps a 20-inning scoreless drought. And Yastrzemski has the RBI single to make it a 2-1 game.
Following the single by Yastrzemski, Luis Sardinas singled as well. Paul Janisch then sacked them both over, putting runners on second and third. And that was the end of the day for Jake Thompson. Pat Venditti then entered the game, but Logan Schaefer greeted him rudely with the turning point of the game.
All four infielders up on the grass. Here's the pitch home. Swung on a ground ball, chopped, and off the glove of the dive attempt by Kingery. Two runs are going to score. First is Yastrzemski. Here comes Sardinas on a go-ahead two-run single by Logan Schaefer. And just like that, it is a three-run inning and a 3-2 Tides lead.
Norfolk takes the lead on a two-run single by Logan Schaefer. After that, Venditti was able to settle down, though. He did walk Chris Dickerson, but then struck out Chris Johnson and Drew Dosh back to end the top of the sixth inning. Bottom of the sixth inning, the Pigs would get a hit by pitch. Hairless Rodriguez was hit in the stomach. That put him on with two outs, but Scott Kingery popped up to end the bottom of the sixth. Top of the seventh, Donato set the Tides down 1-2-3. Bottom of the seventh inning, Pigs tried to rally. J.P. Crawford led it off with a walk. Rhys Hoskins flew out, but Dylan Cousins walked as well. Unfortunately, Brock Stassi would strike out swinging, and Ty Kelly grounded out to end the threat in the bottom of the seventh inning. Now, earlier, one highlight I did forget to play, Scott Kingery, a man known for making some fantastic defensive plays, made another one in the top of the seventh inning, as he robbed Mike Yastrzemski of a hit, which ended the top of the seventh inning.
And the pitcher swung on and ripped and caught! A diving catch up the middle by Kingery! Shedding leather again to his right, launching like Superman and coming away with the grab!
Scott Kingery continues to impress at both the plate and in the field. Now, as we talked about, Pigs did not get anything in the bottom of the seventh inning. Top of the eighth inning, a bizarre play. Luis Sardinas hit a long fly ball that took a strange carom out in left field. He made it to third, but upon instant replay, it was a home run. Now, the umpires gathered, they talked about it, and ultimately decided that they did not see that as it was. So the Pigs caught a bit of a break. Sardinas, instead of rounding the bases, only got to third. Paul Janish then walked, but, and one thing we haven't seen all that much this year, the Tides then deployed a suicide squeeze, and that brought a run home, and that was Logan Schaefer.
Infield medium depth, and a bunt is down, first base side, a safety squeeze, the throw comes to home, not a good idea, the run scores. Stassi decided to go home, and I didn't think he was going to do that. It looked to me the run was going to score easily, which it did, and it'll be an RBI for Schaefer.
Schaefer bringing in the insurance runs for Norfolk made it 4-2. Following that, though, Marriott would get Dickerson to pop up and then strike out Johnson and Dosh, kind of mirroring the sixth inning. That would end the top of the eighth. Bottom of the eighth, Pigs would get a one-out single from Logan Moore, but nothing else doing. Top nine, Tides went 1-2-3. Bottom nine, so did the Pigs. J.P. Crawford flew out. Reese Hoskins struck out swinging. So did Dylan Cousins, and that ended the game.
So 1-2 on Cousins, and here's the windup and pitch and a swing and a miss, strike three. Three up, three down inning for Rodriguez. Norfolk stays hot. Winners of 13 of the last 19. 13 of 18, I beg your pardon. Pigs have dropped a season high 5 in a row.
Pigs fall tonight by a final score of 4-2 to the Norfolk Tides. For the Tides, four runs, 10 hits, no errors. For the Iron Pigs, 2 runs. 8 hits, and no errors. The Tides were 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position. They left 11 on base. The Iron Pigs were 3-for-12 with runners in scoring position. They also left 11 on base. For the Tides, Gabriel Yanoa, 4 1/3 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, all earned, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. Andrew Faulkner, the winning pitcher, he's now 3-0, 1 1/3 innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, 1 strikeout. Stefan Crichton got a hold, his first, 2 1/3 innings, 1 hit, 2 walks, 1 strikeout. And Richard Rodriguez got the save, his 7th, 1 inning, 2 strikeouts. For the Iron Pigs, Jake Thompson falls to 4-12, another tough outing this evening for Thompson, though he did not pitch poorly. It will go down as a loss, of course, in the record books, but 5 1/3 innings, 8 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 2 walks and 5 strikeouts. I know there's an actual statistic for a quality start, but I'd say that's a decent start for Jake Thompson. He pitched into the 6th inning. He gave up 3 runs. He struck out 5. He gave you longevity, but he took the loss. He is now 4-12. Pat Venditti endures a blown save, his 2nd, 2/3 of an inning, 1 hit, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. Joey Donato won an inning, no numbers across his line. Michael Marriott also won an inning, 1 hit, 1 run. It was earned, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. And Alexis Rivero, 1 inning, no numbers across his line either. Time of the game, 3 hours and 16 minutes in front of 7,143 out at Coca-Cola Park tonight. Once again, the final score, the Norfolk Tides 4 and the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 2.